it's typical of St. Luke to represent our Lord's teaching about the poor and the rich in very stark terms. Blessed are the poor. Woe to you, the rich, in the Beatitudes and curses. But I want to talk about this notion that's in this latter part of Jeremiah. More tortuous than all else is the human heart, beyond remedy. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways and according to the merit of his deeds. Now, this notion of heart is biblical. It's from this notion that finally we worked out the concept of person. Something, every human being, absolutely in their depth, unique and related directly to God. At that level, there is nothing between the human being and God. And that's what makes person, that relationship. When that relationship is obscured or denied, as in our Western and nearly all the culture today, there's no God. See, person is the correlate to God. You can't really understand person without understanding that unique reality. And that's why Jeremiah says, you see, it's at that level that we decide who we are. And it was the biblical understanding of heart that finally gave rise in Christian times to the philosophical understanding of person. The UN, the Declaration of the Rights of Man, you may remember that, I think it was 48. Maybe you won't remember that. Anyway, they read it out, every person can do this, every person has the right to every person. And then at the news, at the press release or whatever, somebody said, what about this word person? See, the Soviets knew. And they said, take that word person out. It's a theological word. They knew. See, the devil is smarter than the Christians. Well, they didn't take it out. But the person who was making the presentation said, yes, we're okay so long as nobody asks us what we mean by person. Heart. Lent is the time when we are supposed to get to our heart, you see. And so this text we had from Jeremiah 17, I just want to read a bit of it again. The first part, see, it goes together. The first part is about the cursed is the man who relies on man rather than relies on God. We do that when we don't know God, or we want to stay away from God. And the obstacle is sin. And the way back to God and recovering our own personality is repentance. And it's that relationship, that way that each human being, at this very moment, we stand totally open and obvious to God. And that unique quality is what makes every human being unique. So biblically, what makes us unique is our heart. It's not just the place of feeling. It's the place of decision. It's the place where we are directly in relationship to God and we can't avoid it. That's why it's so important to have a pure heart. Because when we have a pure heart, then we see God. We know God. There'll be a beautiful completion of that in heaven. But already, we see God, okay? I just want to do this part. Akov chalev mikol. We get twisted. Above everything else is the heart. It is perverse. Who can fathom it? Literally, who knows it? You see, I, Adonai, you see, I probe the heart. You see, I search the mind. This translation, mind, it's the innards. It's that step up from heart where our emotions are that we either engage to good or to evil. You see? And I repay every man according to his ways with the proper fruit of his deeds. I just want to read a couple of kind of philosophical texts. My point is what? We could live at our fingertips, which is exactly what Satan has designed for our culture, right? We got the radio, we got the television, we got the movies, we got all kinds of stuff to keep us at our fingertips. We're out here someplace all the time. The latest. You know, we're interested in how Holy Great Tuesday, whatever that day was. You know, it's intelligent. It's our country. But that incessant stimulation, satisfying our curiosity, to say nothing of what the television does regarding immorality, sexual immorality, but that's the least of their problems. Every show is about some crook. You know, and this assaults us day by day and keeps us here and not here. This is from the Dictionary of Biblical Theology. In the concrete and global anthropology that we find in the Bible, man's heart is the very source of his conscious, intelligent, and free personality, the place of his decisive choices, the place of the unwritten law, and of the mysterious action of God. That unwritten law, Paul talks about that in Romans 2, you see. In the Old Testament as in the New Testament, the heart is the place where man meets God, an encounter which becomes fully effective in the human heart of the Son of God. That's why we're urged to dwell in his heart, to heal our hearts. You see the temptation? And in this world, when things move slower, you know, even 100 years ago, look at the distances you came just to come to this Mass. Suppose you didn't have a car. You know, our life is built on movement, and if we're not careful, on distraction. Now here's another, this is from this Robert Schwemann. I mentioned him already, right? No, I didn't. And he was a very fine Catholic philosopher, German. Now this is a summation of that teaching by Robert Sokolowski. The heart is the ground for turning away from the good. And it is also, conversely, the ground for the turn toward the good and towards truth. Furthermore, according to Schwemann, this turning toward or turning against is not just a response to an argument or to an idea, but a response to someone, God. And in the more immediate situation, Christ, who discloses the truth. This concept of the heart is an ultimate explanation for the turn toward truth or darkness, and it is original in the New Testament. This is where it comes from. You've got to realize the fathers of the church were great philosophers because they studied the Bible. You read the Bible enough, and then you've got to search inside man. Where is this lev? Where is this heart? You see? And then, this is the quote from Schwemann. The heart is the unfounded foundation. Nothing holds the heart up. It's there. except God's act of holding you in existence. For which there is no thinkable or conceptual equivalent in antiquity. Nobody saw that. Smart guys, beautiful moral teaching in Aristotle, great moral teaching, better than most of the stuff we get now. But this, the heart, is the unfounded foundation. It's there. And it's there because it is the place of a direct, unveiled relationship to God. That, my friends, is why we are urged to pray and fast. To stop ourselves from living out here somewhere and never meeting God.